O'Rourke is teaming with dozens of civic and human rights organizations for tonight's event he says will counter the spreading of, quote, lies and a false narrative about the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump said in his State of the Union address that El Paso's border walls helped it become one of the nation's safest cities. O'Rourke and other local leaders point out that was true before the wall. Last week, O'Rourke spoke with Oprah Winfrey in Times Square for an upcoming TV special. Referencing the recently closed Tornillo tent camp in West Texas, O'Rourke expressed what he sees as the nation's responsibilities.
And let's testify to everyone that this is happening in your name in this country. Do not blame this on Donald Trump. Do not blame this on a political party. Do not blame this on someone else. If we are a democracy, then the people are the government. The government is the people. It's on every single one of us to make it right.
The former congressman is still deciding on a presidential run, but treating the political world to 2020's first dueling rallies Monday may indicate O'Rourke is ready to join the race. O'Rourke will appear at the Acosta Sports Center at 4321 Delta Drive in El Paso, Trump at the El Paso County Coliseum. O'Rourke's celebration of El Paso will include music and other speakers at 6:30, with O'Rourke taking the stage at 7. That's the same time Trump is scheduled to speak at the Coliseum. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.